but it is very clear that top risk 2024 signal an urgent need for increased security, adaptability, and of course, sustainable practices in the business world.
Welcome to In Case of Emergency, your podcast about insights into crisis management and emergency notifications. Your podcast source related to business continuity, emergency response, public alerting, and much more. We believe that sharing information, learnings, insights, and best practices is so important, which is why we're very happy to present this podcast to you. My name is John Davison, and I will be your host for this podcast series, In Case of Emergency.
You know, cyber risks will evolve. And what I've seen, the most important risks for companies are the sort of data breach, loss of control over your own data, attacks on critical infrastructure, ransomware attacks, and disruption of digital supply chains.
Yeah, and then we also have DIA-generated cybercrime codes. They have developed a criminal market for ransomware as a service kit. You can pay for $40 US. And in the report, they name some figures. Ransomware activities alone is expected to cost victims $265 billion a year, and inadequate security and the mixing of personal and business data on mobile devices such as smartphones, tablets, laptops enable new strategies for cyber criminals. So we could now mention the supply chain problems and the climate change, but it is very clear that top risk 2024 signal an urgent need for increased security, adaptability, and of course, sustainable practices in the business world.
Well, that's a fascinating insight, Marcus. And I have to say, as ever, I'm even more educated in the challenges that crisis managers and business resilience professionals face in this ever-changing world. So thank you for the overview on these global risks and summarizing them down to some of the key challenges. And in particular, I think the cyber risk and the data breach is most critical.
Yeah, I think what we should mention here is also that they shouldn't stop in analyzing the reports and checking if they have tackled the risks. It's much more they have to do. So that is just the start for making your company resilient. But you also have to adjust your crisis management. You have to adjust your BCM plans. So if you don't adjust your processes and if you don't adjust your action plans in the crisis management behavior, you haven't finished the job. That is something that we definitely have to mention. And because of the interconnectedness of all these problems, it's very clear that, and this is also emphasized in all these reports, they have to check and they have to search for the right tools to manage this, because it's nothing you can manage with an Excel chart. Because of the interconnectedness, you have what we call a one-to-N collaboration, and this is not possible in for example, an Excel chart.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Thank you very much, Marcus. It's been, as ever, a huge pleasure. And looking forward already to next time we get together and get your insights. So,
absolutely, yeah. I'm looking forward, yeah, because I heard you had the aviation there, but I couldn't join because of the strike in Frankfurt. Yeah, it was not possible to fly to London.
Yes, absolutely. It's quite a shame that we're having an aviation event and then the aviation world prevented you from coming out to see us for that event. But it was a great event. We had some fantastic presentations from clients and from leading industry experts in the field of crisis management and aviation. And yeah, lots of positive feedback. So already looking to plan the next event and hopefully broaden the audience and bring in more of colleagues like yourself, and hopefully you won't be impacted by strikes and the strike.
I just want to ask, because I was so curious and then I couldn't come, and I saw that somebody is planning with you something with a virtual reality goggles, and so What was that? It sounds so interesting.
Yes, one of our presenters, in fact, a former guest on the podcast here, Jerry Allen, he's the managing director of Crisis VR, and they have a virtual reality crisis simulation tool. We didn't, or Jerry didn't actually show that in the event itself. So we just went through a standard sort of exercise without the virtual reality element. But I've seen what Jerry's got. It's a fantastic simulation tool, which really is beneficial to organizations, in particular crisis managers. So definitely worth a deep dive if you're looking to try to bring all of your different elements to the table for your next exercise and virtualizing that through visionary goggles to put individuals into the heat, so to speak, when faced with ever-challenging circumstances.
Because that was something where I was really angry that I couldn't come because of a strike, because can you remember our first podcast when we spoke about virtual crisis management teams, and I spoke about the pros and cons of virtual crisis teams, and I told you, yeah, one of the biggest problems is that you sit in front of a laptop and you see your colleagues super small in a small screen, and you have no real dashboards that you can bring to the wall. And I thought it is something with a virtual goggle like the new Apple Vision Pro, and you can maybe throw a crisis management dashboard on a virtual wall, and I can throw you as a big screen on the other wall, and I can speak with you and work on the other dashboard, something like that. I thought that was, and therefore I was super curious on
intrigued,
that.
Intrigued, yeah. Yeah. Well, I have to set up some time, Marcus, to introduce you to Jerry, and have a look and see what his organization provides.
And I think we now completely overdoing this podcast, but I wanted to know what was, from your opinion, one of the more interesting presentations on the Aviation Day, because we haven't spoken since that. And as you know, let's share knowledge. I want to learn. Give me some insights.
So yes, the aviation event that we held, and in fact, it was the second official Aviation Day that we've organized with F24. The first one going back to 2018. And it was something that, in particular, our UK clients had asked for, to get a community of aviation users in the field of emergency response and crisis management. So back in 2018, we had the event at Dublin Airport, or at one of the hotels just outside Dublin. And we had quite a mix. We had airlines, we had airports, right across our user group, from existing customers to prospective customers. Some of those attendees back in 2018 became customers of F24, and indeed some of them actually attended this event. So this year it was in London Stansted. Obviously we had a pause predominantly because of COVID, so we obviously didn't continue the event, but we're going to make it a regular fixture. London Stansted were the sort of the hosts this time, and they gave a particularly impressive presentation on operational resilience and how they use F24's SIM solution for obtaining that operational resilience, pinpointing potential disruptions in their daily operational activities that they can overcome and prevent further disruptions, and of course prevent larger incidents turning into crisis events.
Wow. Because I saw the list of participants and the list of online participants, and I thought, Jesus, there's nearly every airline is sending one representative to the Aviation Day, and that was quite an interesting list of participants to the Aviation Day.
Absolutely. I mean, in terms of F24's user base, I think there's no other vendor that has the reach that we do in Europe for aviation. You know, you look at some of the clients that utilize our services. We have, you know, the four largest carriers in Europe, Lufthansa, British Airways, Ryanair, EasyJet, all existing clients. You look at some of the airports that we have, Berlin, Heathrow Airport, Charles de Gaulle, amongst many, many, many others. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to get that community together. And one interesting point that, in fact, two or three persons had mentioned to me that they felt the event was particularly useful and much more useful than what they would find in the common field of IATA, who's obviously the international body, where it's much more strategic. And they felt that this was much more tactical, rather than talking at a high level about emergencies and crisis management. This was particularly of interest for them. So a huge enthusiasm from those who attended, hopefully also the ones that attended or are going to be watching the content online. And next year, when we plan our third event, at another client destination or another client location, we'll have an even bigger attendee list and online attendees. I think we were in the near 100 mark for the overall subscribers, or should I say registrants, for both the physical and the online event.
And that's a huge number only for the aviation industry. So that is, I think, nearly every risk or crisis manager the aviation industry had.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Wow. That was a nice episode, I think. Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
I really love it. And I loved your insights.
Great. Marcus, as ever, absolute pleasure. And thank you for your insights and your time. And look forward to catching up with you again very soon.
Thanks a lot, John.
The podcast, In Case of Emergency, Insights into Extensive Crisis Management, is hosted by F24, Europe's leading software as a service provider for incident and crisis management, as well as business messaging. If you have topics or questions that you'd like to have answered, or if you would like to share your experience as a guest on the podcast, then just let us know. Write us your suggestions for future topics, and please include your contact details by emailing us at marketing@f24.com. Thank you for listening, and goodbye until next time.